What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Just matriculating my way through the day, young lady. Listen. So I hadn't heard from you. Hadn't heard from you in a while. I was thinking maybe you're at a show or,
No,
just
just thought I'd give you a
kind of wondering
break.
what's up. You know, that's not a break. When I'm not hearing from Miss Tammy, that's not a break. That's all
Well,
right.
then
You can call me anytime.
perfect. Then I will do that.
You
I
can
don't
call me
ever want to annoy, you
anytime.
know.
Well, I'll tell you when you can tell you're annoying me is when I just don't answer or I push that button, you go straight to voicemail.
I don't think you've ever actually done that to me.
I'm kidding with you. I'm just cutting up with you. I only do that when I'm busy. All right, bam. No, you can't annoy me. So what's been going on?
Not much. You know, just living the dream one diamond at a time. You know how it is.
That's what I'm saying. Well, you just keep rocking them big diamonds, though. See, that's the thing.
I'm
You know,
trying.
you're just. Are you number one in your
No.
area
No.
there?
No, I'm number four.
So who's? I mean, what's the difference? It's just they have larger accounts, larger stores, territory that's a little bit better, that kind of
No, just
stuff.
more consistent business. I mean, it all just depends. Better relationships. I mean, honestly, like I've been here for 3 years now, and the people above me have been here for 10 plus. So just better,
Oh,
you
I
know.
got you. So they just have more contacts and better. I got you. I
Yeah.
got you.
Yeah.
So what's your plan of attack? How do you beat that? How do you get that?
Well, I don't let people cheat on me.
That's what I'm saying. I got you. Well, see, here's the thing. Now, I want to thank you personally. What made me think about you this morning is that I got my invoice for my Euro lab grown, the 206. And it was less than what it was originally memoed to me for.
You're
So
right.
thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yep. Yeah, and when I looked at it, I mean, really, really and truly, when I saw it, I'm like, okay, all right, it's a little bit higher than standard. But I wanted to do something nice for my guy. I really did. He's a nice kid, and I wanted to do something unique, and I liked it. I thought it was something just different that he could tell his girl. That he got, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So I was willing to eat that, but I feel much better. Thank
Good.
you for doing what you did for me. I
Not a
appreciate you
problem.
doing that.
Sometimes I can do a little wiggle, you know?
Well, I know it comes out of your pocket,
It
so
does.
I appreciate it. I mean, because
But.
that's, and little things add up and all that stuff. So I guess what it is when you're high grossing me so much on the other things, you can afford to throw one in every
Oh,
once in a while.
shut
Is that the
up.
deal?
You know that's not true.
No, I wouldn't let you. That's the thing. See, that's you're always fair to me, and you know what's neat too is it's nice having somebody that you know that if you need something and the chips are down, you're gonna go find it for me. You're gonna take care of me. You're gonna work it out. And so, I'm loyal. I'm a pretty loyal cat. And like for instance, there's a guy that I know of, and he's a pretty cheap, nice guy. He'd give me whatever, but he is just a nightmare to deal with. He's
Yeah.
not, he is. He's a nightmare. It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. It's not worth answering 100 emails. It's not worth a bunch of other stuff. And it's just a matter of the guy's miserable as an individual. And I'm like, but no, he can. I mean, he can bring the pricing. I mean, he can
Yeah.
do that. And the stuff's nice and it's all that. But I don't want to support that. I don't want to build that, if that makes any sense. You know
Oh,
what I mean? I
right.
mean, he's just. Maybe he finds another line of work. I just don't think this is really made for him, to be
His,
quite honest
yeah,
with you.
his
And how I
personality.
have him as a rep. Yeah, how I have him as a rep, I don't know. So, but
Well,
anyway.
I try to bring you some joy.
You do? You do. Absolutely. You do. I know, I tell you, you're always going to be, I think you're going to be incredibly successful. I believe, or I mean, you already are, but I'm sure you're not reached. You haven't reached your goals, and I'm sure you're gonna just blow it out and be running something sometime, if
I
that's what
hope
you
so.
want.
I hope so. We can
I
only
don't see why
kind
you wouldn't.
of, we can only keep trying, you know?
Well, you've got such a good sense with the customer. I mean, you have you push, but you don't push too much, and you kind of know when to step in and when to step back, and I think you understand, it's a win-win-win. I hate that example, that phrase, but you make a little money, I make a little money, everybody's happy, and it's just a nice little balance.
Yeah.
So you're really good at what you do. So let you know that. I'm sure you already
it.
Do. No, you don't need that from me. I know that, but
no,
you know, I just want to let you
nice
know.
It's nice to hear that it's appreciated.
Yeah, and you know, and see, the thing is selling me and me not feeling like you're selling me is a good thing. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like
yeah.
it's only, and that's what I try to do with my customers. I don't have to ask for the sale, generally. I mean, just this morning I've made a sale, and we didn't really, you know, we just kind of moved from the counter to the, you know, from the jewelry counter to the you know, the repair counter
yeah.
where the cash register is, and you know, we just kept talking, and you know, she gave me her credit card, and you know, I rang it through, and you know, when's my ring gonna be ready? Friday. Okay, that sounds good. You know, and there you go. And I appreciate your business, and move on down the line. Never had to ask a thing. You know,
that's awesome.
And that's. Well, that's the assumptive is my, I believe that is when you're in the zone. When
yeah.
everything you can do is an assumptive close, that's when it's just, you know, you have matched up perfectly with the person that you're working with. So.
I told you that I was going to take you way back when.
You did, you know. And the thing is I really don't, I have another vendor that loads me up with Memo, and they're really nice people, and they're here. They're not far from me, and all this kind of stuff. And I do some business with them. But you're normally my first call. You know what I mean? If it's not sitting here, I would say 99.9% of the time, you're the person that I call to do just about anything. So that's the only thing that could improve. That's the only thing that you guys could improve. Because, like, I've made sales with stuff that he has just sitting here. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I pull it out and just show it. And the pricing is more competitive. I just,
right.
you know, up front. I mean, so not only do I have 10 stones sitting here, but I also are typically less expensive than what I can get them from RDI.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if I don't have it in my memo, it's a compliment to you that if I don't have it in my diamond wallet, I call you. I don't call him. So,
well,
you know, he gets
I
enough business off my well, you know that anyway. You know you got me locked down, so that's fine. So rock and roll, Cleveland. So when you're running your own diamond business, what you do is you take your little black book and you just move away and you call old Jimbo and you say, hey, I've moved on. I'm doing my thing now, and I've got my own accounts. And, you know, you set up with that manufacturer out of New York that carries everything, and then you just start working your own deal and start doing your own thing.
Well, maybe someday.
So. Well, I know since it's on company dime, it's never going to happen. You're completely loyal to RDI. Would never. I mean, how dare I even bring that up? I'm,
oh, my
I mean,
God.
They, you know, they've been so good to you. I know they've been so good to you over the years, and, you know, so that you would never even consider that. I get it. I
oh,
understand.
Yeah.
I'm duly reprimanded.
You're talking asinine things.
I know. What's up with me? Listen to me.
Insane.
Hey, I got a customer coming.
All right.
Take care, Sammy.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.